The second E is the word early. The word early. That is, we have early accounts of the resurrection. Why is that important? It's important because I used to think that this idea that Jesus somehow returned from the dead and proved he's the Son of God probably grew up many centuries or at least many, many decades after the life of Jesus. He was probably a typical man, a human being, who was a great teacher and a moral leader. And after he died, people felt bad. And in the century or so afterwards, people began to invent stories and said, oh, he returned from the dead. He's really the Son of God. That's what I used to believe. But then I encountered evidence that totally destroyed that objection. I learned that the Apostle Paul had preserved for us a creed that was recited by the earliest Christians. They would gather on a Sunday morning, and they would recite a creed that summarized their beliefs. And I want to put this creed on the screen for you so we can walk through it together. This is what the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 3. He said, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance." Now, stop there for a second. Paul isn't saying, "Hey, I want to tell you something." No, he's saying, "I received this creed, and I passed it on to you because of it, how important it is." And notice it's in the past tense. He had already told them this. He's reiterating it here. So he's saying, this isn't my words. This is something I received. This is a technical language that is used to indicate that this is important information that I received and I'm passing on. What is the information? What is this creed? That Christ died. Why did he die? For our sins, according to the Scriptures. That he was buried. And then he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures. And then he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time. Listen to what he says now. Most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Some have died. Stop for a second there. What's Paul saying? Why did he say they're still living? Because he's saying, in effect, look, he appeared to 500 people. They're still around. They're still living. You want to check me out? You want to confirm this? Go talk to him yourself. That's, in effect, what he's saying. Then it goes on. He appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, adds Paul, he appeared to me also. So, this creed contains the essence of Christianity. It confirms that the resurrection actually happened. It was a result of Jesus dying for our sins. He was resurrected from the dead. And this creed has been dated back by scholars from a wide range of theological belief to as early as 2 to 8 years after the life of Jesus. And the beliefs that make up that creed go right back to the cross itself. So we don't have some huge gap of time between the life of Jesus and these stories that he was resurrected from the dead, during which legend grew up. Do you see what I'm saying? This is like a news flash in terms of ancient history. One of the great classical historians of all time was A.N. Sherwin White of Cambridge University. And Sherwin White did a study at the rate at which legend grew up in the ancient world. And he determined that the passage of 2 generations of time is not even enough for legend to grow up and wipe out a solid core of historical truth. 2 generations of passage of time is not enough for legend to grow up and to wipe out a solid core of historical truth. We don't have the 2 generations of time passing here. We've got a news flash that goes right back to the event itself. It would be absolutely unprecedented in the history of the world for legend to grow up that quickly and wipe out a solid core of historical truth. What's more, Paul didn't just pick up this creed on the church, on the street. It's not just something he picked up and heard somebody say somewhere. But the leading view is that he received it personally from Peter and James, who themselves were eyewitnesses to the resurrected Christ. And Paul, the text says, carefully cross-examined them about their own encounter with the resurrected Jesus. And then Paul affirms he too encountered personally the resurrected Christ. And so this gives the creed even extra credibility, so much so that a Jewish scholar by the name of Pinchas Lapid conceded that this creed, quote, may be considered as a statement of eyewitnesses. In fact, the great German historian Hans von Camperhausen, there's a tough name for you, and I got a German background, Strobel. Hans von Camperhausen said, quote, "This creed meets all the demands of historical reliability that could possibly be made of such a text." And of course, this creed is only one of several early historical reports that we have about the resurrection. We have others in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and in Acts, and in Paul's letters that also date back so early they could not have been the product of mere legend. In fact, they were circulating during the lifetimes of Jesus' contemporaries, who would have been only too glad to have pointed out the errors with it. They would have been only too glad to set the record straight if they had contained falsehoods or embellishments. And so these early accounts, especially this creed in 1 Corinthians 15, decimates the objection that it's merely legend that accounts for the resurrection of Jesus. In fact, there was a debate a few years ago between Gary Habermas, a scholar and expert on the resurrection, and Dr. Anthony Flew, probably the greatest philosophical atheist in the world. And in this debate, which took place over several days, and it's in a book form, you can read it, it's called The Jesus Rise from the Dead. When Gary Habermas brought up this 1 Corinthians 15 creed, the atheist had no answer for it. And indeed, when the panelists voted, this independent panel, who won the debate? There were five panelists, five judges. Four of them say the Christian won the debate. One of them couldn't make up his mind one way or the other. And one of those judges said, you know what? I think it's about time, if the evidence is as strong as Dr. Habermas says, it's about time that I took the resurrection seriously.